CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now in the car on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Ari. Morning, all. Welcome to your 28th of July, Thursday.
Oh, today is the day that you want to eat some pizza.
And tomorrow.
Today and tomorrow from Valentino's Family Restaurant. Pre-order. Send them a message, phone through today when they open. $10 from every pizza sold. Large pizza sold today and tomorrow will go to Coins for Kids.
Don't you love it? Eating pizza for a good cause.
Oh, so good, that cheese. You know what? It's worth the stomach ache.
I don't get one.
Well, I do, but it's worth it today and tomorrow.
But you should explain, it's not because Valentino's give you a stomach ache.
It's because I'm lactose intolerant. But it is worth it for a good cause.
All right, this hour today in history, Who Dat, we're playing with Billie Eilish, international superstar today.
How cool.
Also, we're talking about blood later on with Leanne from Lifeblood Tassie, but I think off the air we've been chatting for a while now about challenging other radio stations and forming our own team.
Yeah, we want to set the challenge.
Because she's been telling us about how the emergency services have got their teams together and they're competing for who can donate more.
Yeah.
So, you know,
We're going to see if we can challenge another station. What station should we call?
Obviously, Chilli and Lonnie.
Our station up there. Our mate Brent.
We'll call them soon, but we can't call them before we wake up with a 5-second rule, which we'll do next.
How you doing, young lady?
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
We've only got 5 seconds to say the words.
That's how it works. Me and Ari challenge each other to say 3 things in 5 seconds. You can play along listening. We're pretty terrible at it.
So terrible at it. I can't believe yesterday how bad it was.
Oh, it was shocking from you.
So bad.
I did good.
Oh, I just forgot how to play the game, I think.
I did really well yesterday,
though. You did. Proud of you. All right, Adam, in 5 seconds, name 3 things that make you look cool.
Sunglasses, a backwards cap, and 3/4 trousers.
Oh, cool.
Is it 2003?
Oh, probably. Probably. Okay, I can't believe that's a question on one of these cards.
Yeah, well, it's a good question. I got it.
You did, winning.
Does that count as correct answers? Because it's not 2003, you know?
Yeah, but if you think it makes you look cool, it makes you look cool.
Yeah, okay. Here we go, Ari. In 5 seconds, name 3 things found in a classroom.
Pencils, paper, and desks.
All of them could be found there.
Yeah. Thank you.
We've all done well
until Friday. Cheers.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Yes. Home of the Ning Nang Nong controversy.
On Devonport's hit music station, 107.7 CFM.
Morning, CFM. Who's this?
Name 3 reasons why you should donate to Coins for Kids.
3 reasons to help out the sick kids, to make yourself feel good for the good deed, and so you can eat pizza.
Done.
Nailed it, Mel.
So good.
Cheers for the question. She's gone. Crazy. That's what led to the conservatorship. She's saying she's crazy in this song. That explains it.
Makes so much sense.
I know.
Adam.
It's all explained now. Britney Spears, you drive me crazy. On CFM's Adam and Ari. Later on, we're talking to Leanne from Lifeblood Tasmania about blood donation, but we've wanted for some time to get a little team together.
We love a challenge, don't we? We've got the Who Dat Challenge.
Sorry, it's pronounced challenge.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I can't say it like you. All right, but we do like a
challenge.
There we go.
And Lifeblood makes it fun for you to donate blood. You can create a team and make it competitive.
Mm.
So they've been talking to us at the moment about the emergency services. They've got teams and they're competing.
And
the police and the fire.
We could get, you know, anyone else that wants to donate blood with us all down there together, and we can all hang out, donate blood together, eat some scones, have some snacks.
Exactly. So we can donate, we can get a team together, but we need a team to compete against.
Yeah.
So we're radio. We need another radio station to compete against, I'd say, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a given.
So we go to our neighbours, Lonnie, Chilli.
Yeah, let's.
It's always good
to start the war with them.
Because breakfast radio people are up at this time. So you know you can call them. Let's call
them. It's like literally highlight of my morning.
Should we call the studio?
Yep, do it.
Give them a dial. Oh, they're not there, are they? Don't they have COVID?
Not this week.
Chilli FM, this is Marie.
Hello, Marie.
Oh, Marie. Good morning.
It's Adam and Ari. Adam and Ari at CFM, Devonport.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Do you want
Brent and myself?
We want both of you.
Yeah, we want both of you.
Hang on.
He'll remember us too from his Darwin days on Hot 100.
Oh my God, we got to ask him about those Crocs.
Spicy Brekkie, who have we got?
Hello, Adam and Ari at CFMA, we're going.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Not too bad. We have a challenge for you, but before that, we Ari had a question for you, Brent.
Welcome to Tasmania.
Thanks, Ari. It's great to be home.
Oh, glad to have you back. How are those Crocs going? Protecting your food?
Look, I've swapped my Crocs for Blunnies.
Good.
I've re-assimilated perfectly. And my tan spot, though, on my feet where my Crocs were is still there.
Well, it's good to hear you keeping it local, swapping the Crocs for the Blunnies. We did. We wanted to call to challenge you to a blood challenge. We create a couple of teams and we see who can donate more blood.
I thought you were starting a blood feud. I was like, come on, Tassie's not that big. A blood donation challenge.
Well, I actually can't.
I also actually can't.
Right.
It looks like we win.
Yeah, we've won already. That's easy.
So I'm actually, due to health reasons, I'm not allowed to donate blood.
And I've got a microscopic bug in my eye and they don't let me donate that because there could be more.
Right, that's interesting. Well, we'll have to, maybe we'll have to challenge LA instead.
Yeah, there's only one person there, so I think you'll win.
Just as easy then.
It's not our fault.
It's a great cause, and people, if you can donate to it, it's easy for me to say because I don't have to get any needles in me, but you guys should go out there. It doesn't hurt, and you get a free juice, which is
Oh, my God, you get free snacks. It's so delicious.
Yeah.
I know. I want to be able to donate, and I've begged my doctor, and they're like, no.
He said it's a medical thing. I'll take your blood, but, I mean, I can't give it to anyone else.
Well, look, we're very competitive, so we'll donate enough for the two of you as well.
Oh, perfect.
Thank you.
And we'll take it as a win. Yes, players!
We've won already.
All right, we'll hit us up with the next competition then, guys. We'll see you on the other side.
We'll do. Right, thanks, guys.
Bye.
Have a good brekkie. Bless him, though.
Bless him! I reckon he's lying about those Crocs, though. I reckon he rocks Crocs and socks.
He's so brought his Crocs over from Darwin.
Yeah, he's definitely using them still. He's got to keep that protection in line.
He's been caught in a web of lies.
Yeah.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Alrighty, next up we're playing Who Dad. It's your chance to go into the draw for a $150 voucher to Jensen's Quality Metalworks for a flue clean and wood heater assessment. Is that it? It's been changed in the system here. Doesn't say the meat.
Well, we'll add it anyway.
But the rest of the week it was the meat.
Yeah, so we'll add it anyway.
I'm guessing you also go in the draw for a $50 voucher to a Cut Above Quality Meats.
Yeah, for this week.
For this week.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing as we've been saying it all week till now.
Yeah.
That's we're playing with this bad guy.
Duh.
You got to spot Billie Eilish's talking voice from a lineup of three. We'll play it next.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat? Who dat?
Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
Can you tell the difference? Is the question. Billie Eilish, do you know the talking voice of Billie Eilish? Well, if you do, then you should be playing. Get the number ready, 1-300-655-922. If you think you know which one is Billie Eilish out of audio clip A, B or C, and you get it right, you'll be in the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks for a flue clean and wood heater assessment and a $50 gift card to spend at A Cut Above Quality Meats.
Clip A, is this Billie Eilish?
The best thing that the pandemic kind of taught me, which is like you can go home and you can relax.
Clip B, is this Billie Eilish?
My family is still just as involved as they have always been, in all the good ways.
Clip C, is this Billie Eilish?
She like started sprinting, she started barking, and then she saw it was me, so she went to run under the bed.
A, B or C, what do you reckon? Which one's Billie Eilish? 1-300-655-922. We'll go again, here's A.
The best thing that the pandemic kind of taught me, which is like you can go home and you can relax.
B.
My family is still just as involved as they have always been, in all the good ways.
C.
She like started sprinting, she started barking, and then she saw it was me, so she went to run under the bed.
Which one's Billie Eilish? 1-300-655-922. One in three shot if you have a stab. Billie Eilish on CFM. We're actually doing the Billie Eilish challenge.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat?
Who dat? Who dat?
I can't tell the difference.
We've stunned the coast.
You think?
Yeah, I think.
Or I think we've bored the coast. They've all tuned out.
Were you going to say no correct guesses? Because that's usually when no one's called.
I wasn't going to say that. I was just going to say.
Oh, good.
No one's called.
No one called.
No one wants to play.
Everyone's tired today.
Wow, no one's listening, haven't they?
No, have they turned off?
They've turned.
Wait, they've turned back on. Off.
So we're going to have to roll it over.
Hey, roll over, DJ.
Thanks, Jet. I will.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat?
I can't tell the difference.
Mitchell from Devonport, on you on to play Who Dat?
Yep.
Go on.
Go, Mitchell.
We'll give you a go. We'll run the clips. Here's A.
The best thing that the pandemic kind of taught me, which is like you can go home and you can relax.
B.
My family is still just as involved as they have always been in all the good ways.
C.
She like started sprinting, she started barking, and then she saw it was me, so she went to run under the bed.
Mitchell, which one's Billie Eilish?
B, isn't it?
My family is still just as involved as they have always been in all the good ways.
Yeah, mate, of course it is.
Go, Mitchell! Better late than never. Congratulations. You're in the draw to win that $50 voucher to spend at a Cut Above Quality Meats and the $150 voucher to Jensen's Quality Metalworks for a flue clean and wood heater assessment.
Nice work, thank you.
Clip well A was done. Halsey, clip C was Gail, the one who did ABCD.
Oh, you've done well, and you saved Who Dat for today.
Yeah.
Good job. All right, hang there, Mitchell, we'll grab your details.
Today in history, the thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
Wow, wow, wow.
28th of July, how about we have a look?
Oh, let's have a look at that, Adam.
It was on this day in 1858 that fingerprints were used as a means of identification for the very first time. By William Herschel. Apparently this William Herschel used to sign stuff with his fingerprint instead of his signature.
Imagine if you had to do that, you'd get ink everywhere every time you had to sign something.
You'd get like a permanent stain.
Oh, we've still got a fingerprint kit back there, don't we?
Yeah, it doesn't. Ooh. Somewhere, it's, yeah, it doesn't work very well.
That was an epic fail, wasn't it?
Yeah, it didn't really work. On this day in 1900, the hamburger was created by Louis Lessing in Connecticut. Although there is some contention about whether it was invented before or after that.
Ooh.
I'm confused about why it wasn't invented in Germany, in Hamburg.
That is, yeah.
But apparently in the USA they came up with it, according to them. On this day in 1914, using the assassination of the Austrian Archduke Franz Ferdinand. You know that guy? Using the assassination of him as a pretext to present Serbia with an unacceptable ultimatum, Austria-Hungary declared war on the Slavic country on this day in 1914. What did that lead to, would you say? 1914, Austria-Hungary declaring war on Serbia.
Don't know, Adam.
World War One.
Oh, World War One.
Started on this day, sparked. All sparked on this day, World War One. On this day as well, in 1951, Walt Disney's original Alice in Wonderland released.
What a peculiar place to have a party.
Good stuff, isn't it?
It is good stuff.
The original and the best?
Yeah, I think so.
Confirmed.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now, anywhere you are, on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all. Coming up this hour, before 8 o'clock, we're talking to Leanne from Lifeblood Tasmania about blood donation. Word Sanger on the way. Your chance to go into the draw for $50 to spend at Niche Plants.
Drove past Niche Plants in Shearwater yesterday.
And what, you didn't go in?
Very cool store.
From the outside?
Yeah.
Looks good from the outside. Yeah. Good signage.
Lots of parking, good signage. I was like, ooh, wish I had enough time to go in.
Dog news is on the way as well, of course, and sport. We're talking today about what sport are you the worst at. So there's two captains, they're picking teams, you get picked last, and you're like, yeah, fair enough, because I am terrible at this.
Yeah, all sport.
All of them?
All
no.
Sport.
Didn't you play netball or something?
Oh, I wasn't great at it.
Were you not?
Yeah, I was always wing defence,
yeah,
remember?
That's
always
where you put
the position
the,
you just get cut if
that's
there's
where
like
you put
not
the crap
enough.
One, wing
yeah,
defence.
Yeah, I know, right.
Is that
but,
it?
Oh, I'm not. I'm really not good at bowling.
Yeah, but what about, is there one that you're good at?
Dancing.
Because you're saying all sport. That's a sport. Dancing counts?
Yeah, dancing counts as sport.
Gymnastics, did you ever do that?
I did do that at a young age, but no, just more all the other dance sort of
stuff. Like
I would be better at gymnastics, though, than bowling.
I feel like you have a gymnastics personality.
Oh, you know it.
What are some of yours? CFM Bernie, CFM Devonport on Facebook. By the way, mine's basketball.
Yeah, which is weird because you're tall.
I know, people always say
you
that.
You should be good at basketball.
I'm not tall and athletic. I'm tall and gangly. That's the difference.
Does drums count as a sport?
No, it's music.
Devastating.
Sorry.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Hey, this is Ed from Shouts. You're listening to CFM.
You certainly are, and we're talking sport.
Thanks, Ed.
What sport are you the worst at? Basketball for me. You know,
I still can't believe it, honestly. I wish that... Well, you get sweaty playing the drums.
It doesn't count as a sport, I'm afraid.
Devastating.
At Phys Ed in school, I'd always be secretly really happy when we were playing netball. I much preferred netball.
And oh, really?
There's a stigma in society about a man liking netball. I'm here to break that stigma.
Oh, netball rocks. Netball. And you're so close to the net, you just like drop it in.
Netball rocks.
Yeah, netball's fun. We should be in a netball team.
Nah,
wouldn't that be
I'm
fun?
Not going to go that far. Come on now.
Oh, I'll rock wing defence, don't worry.
I'm not doing wing defence. I'm out. So you can take that.
Yeah, thank you.
Karen's written she's worst at golf and she could do she could happily do a sequel to Happy Gilmore.
Oh, my God, that would be so funny.
Hey, Happy Gilmore ended up being all right. He just had an unusual technique.
Robin has said, everyone, I am fumble feet, lol. That's hard to read. Everyone, I am fumble feet. Maybe she means everything. I've got fumbly feet.
Diane's written, you name it, pretty bad at all sports as well. But she can walk. Hey, Diane, they have competitive walking. Haven't you seen Kath and Kim?
Yeah.
Tiffany can't do darts or eight ball.
Sky said archery.
I know, I've never tried that, but I...
Oh, have you never done archery before? No. I feel like I'm in Hunger Games when I do archery.
Yeah, I reckon I'd be pretty useless at that. You know what would be fun? Axe throwing.
Be fun. Darts is a sport, surely. Are you good at darts? Because that's also hard.
It is quite hard. I'm not as unco at it as basketball. I was useless at basketball whenever I've tried to play that. I just don't know.
Actually, you, Boss Man, and I played against Eva, who calls up all the time, and little Tiana from the basketball after a game or before a game one time. And they absolutely killed us. It was all of us three against those two little girls.
They wiped the floor with us.
We got killed on the floor.
What sport are you the worst at? CFM Devonport, CFM Burnie, write in or call 1300 655 922. Phones are open.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on Burnie's hit music station, 101.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922.
Crazy like a dog. All right, listen here, got some dog news. This one's about a dog called Benny who runs around an ice skating rink with a hockey stick in his mouth.
No!
And a couple of ice skates on his front paws.
Stop it.
Little custom-made ice skates.
No way!
That's right, he's an ice skating dog. His name's Benny.
So we've got surfing dogs, ice skating dogs.
They can do it all. Here's a clip about him.
When the Golden Knights made it to the Stanley Cup Finals, a friend of mine, Rick, a photographer, he wanted to make a cheer video with Benny just running around on the ice on his feet with a stick, because he'll pick anything up, a stick, the puck, and the video kind of went nuts. It was a cool little video and it went nuts. So after that happened, I was like, I think I can actually teach him to ice skate. So it took over two months to figure out a pair of skates that would work, you know, that he could balance on. And like regular skate, of course, is shaped like your foot, you know, even a child skate. So I kept looking around and I came up with this design. Actually, he could skate pretty good the first day even. Since then, the skates, the bottoms, I had manufactured now. The bottoms are specially made just for him. He skates. Easy, easy, easy.
That sound of him at the end skating.
I can't believe that.
Got his own little custom-made skates. And you can see how maybe hockey would be the sport for a dog since he's got a big stick.
I know. You know.
So he's happy. He's got his stick. He's skating around.
Imagine just being on it like a nice rink, just like, oh, I'm just skating with my dog.
Yeah. With his stick in his mouth.
Like what?
The only thing she's got to teach him next is to use that stick to hit the puck and all will be well that ends well.
No, I just want a dog.
Good on him though. I just want a dog. This show goes out to Benny, the ice skating dog.
No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. A dog. Dog. And I want my dog to be in films.
Word Sanger.
Something.
It is time to play Word Sanger. This is where Theo, our word machine, gives you two words. If you think you know the word that goes in the middle of that sanger, then give us a buzz on 1300 655 922. If you get that word right, you'll be in the draw to win a $50 voucher to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater.
Rightio, our word machine. Theo, what do you got for us today, Ryan?
Your words for today are sea and highway.
Sea.
Theo told me before the show.
Theo's been liaising with you.
Yeah, well, me and him, yeah, we have a meeting before the show.
Sea something
highway. This word often mispronounced by word machines. You may have a word machine in your car.
Siri.
Maybe Siri would say it wrong, yeah.
Do you think Siri would say
it
wrong?
But you know the maps in your car always says this word wrong. A lot of the time, anyway.
See something
highway.
Ooh. 1-300-655-922.
5 seconds of summer on C. 17 minutes to 8 on CFM's Adam and Ari, the Word Singer Challenge.
Word Singer.
Something.
Kirsten from Railton on with us this morning to play Word Singer. The word machine will give you the words and you tell us what you think goes in the middle.
Your words for today are sea and highway.
What are you thinking, Kirsten?
I think bass.
The word for my sanger is bass. Sea bass. Bass. Yay. Highway.
She's done
Congratulations,
it.
Congratulations, Kirsten. You've done it.
Thank you.
Well done. You're in the draw to win that $50 voucher to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
No problems. Hang there. I'll grab your details.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
The newlywed J-Lo there on CFM's Adam and Ari for Breakfast. Her first single there all the way back in 1999. Do you remember the video?
Such a good song. I actually think I do remember the video.
It was like her wandering around her house and everyone's watching her on their computers. Because it's like 1999. It's like, whoa, technology,
like,
man.
Cool.
We have this internet now. Can you believe it? We can just
now
watch
J-Lo.
We've got
J-Lo. Web 3.
Yeah, we've got Web 3. Let's talk blood donation. All right, joining us from Lifeblood Tasmania once again is Leanne. Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome back.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
So if people go into donor centres at the moment and they see some of the people dressed in UK band shirts or dressed as Harry Potter, don't be alarmed. They're celebrating a certain UK-related decision.
That's right. So on Monday, we were able to welcome new donors into the donor centre that previously couldn't donate because of a rule where what's commonly referred to mad cow disease, there was a rule that those that had been in the UK for 6 months or more between 1980 and 1996 couldn't donate, and that is now gone.
Oh, amazing. So how many extra people does this mean can now donate?
So it could be about 700,000 across the country, which is lots. But we think we might get about an extra 18,000 new donors just from the decision, which is great.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Awesome. And what led to the decision?
So there was medical research done, lots of clinical trials and things like that, and they've deemed that the risk is much lower now than it was before. So the TGA and the government approved that we could remove the rule.
That is so good. So not only are you celebrating, you know, with the staff being dressed up as Harry Potter and wearing a band T-shirt from the UK, you're also celebrating with a one of my favourite sort of things. It's a snack of choice. Can you share that with the coast?
That's right. So if you come in and do a donation this week or next week, you may be able to pick up a scone with some jam and cream as part of your refreshment afterwards.
Oh, perfect. Yum. I love a jam and cream scone.
And very UK, isn't it?
Oh.
Scones for lunch.
They're delicious.
have a cup of tea with it. So good.
Yeah, perfect. Yep. So are there still appointments to fill over the next couple of weeks up here on the coast?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got over 120 appointments that are still available in the next 2 weeks for donors new and old to come in and make that life-saving donation.
Oh, amazing. So 120 appointments.
And we have talked a little bit about getting a team together and challenging other radio stations. We called the Breakfast Show in Chile and neither of those two announcers can actually donate.
So we won by default.
Yeah, so we beat them already.
I'm sure we could find some people to go up against you in a challenge.
Definitely.
Yeah, we're on a mission. We're on the hunt.
Yeah.
Well, we'll work on that, and then hopefully, yeah, you guys can do a challenge soon.
Yeah, and we'll give Maddie a try. He just gets up a bit later than us, so we couldn't quite call him that early in the morning, I don't think, up there. It's always breakfast announcers are up the same time as us, so we tried them, couldn't do it. But Maddie, you're next.
We're coming for you, Maddie.
We're coming for you, Maddie. Thanks so much, Leanne from Lifeblood. Where can we go if we want to donate?
Yeah, so you can call 13 14 95, go to lifeblood.com.au or download our Donate Blood app and register.
Too easy.
Thank you so much, Leanne.
Thanks so much for having me.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at home on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Shinopi.
Morning, Ari. Morning, all. Before 9 o'clock, we're catching up with Damien Vermey. He's the project director at the Northwest Transmission Developments at TAS Networks. They're doing a big upgrade. Like, I'm talking once in a lifetime, once in a century upgrade to some of how Tassie's power works and some of the power that we can export as well, and renewable energy and all that fancy stuff. And they're involving the community because this is a once in a lifetime change. So you can get your voice heard, and they're involving the community. They've got a couple of barbecues on the weekend.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, and a sausage sizzle. Don't forget about that. That's the important bit.
Exactly. There's sausages happening on the weekend. Chorus Kids on the way.
Oh, my God, I forgot. It's Chorus Kids. Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
It's the last week of Coins for Kids. School's back this week.
Oh, so much going on.
CFM's Jess came up with a great name for it. So we're doing Chorus Kids. But also, I just thought of another way we can make it relevant. Musos in the Mall this weekend is Disney-themed. For the Devonport Jazz Fest.
Stop!
So on Saturday, Musos in the Mall, Disney theme. So it's all relevant.
Literally, it's all happening. And also, don't forget, if you feel like having pizza, tonight, Valentino's Family Restaurant, tonight and tomorrow night, $10 from every large pizza sold is going to Coins for Kids. So get your orders in.
On the way here as well, we're talking sport. What sport are you terrible at? Birthday book on the way too. Next up, Ari's World Global Famous TikTok Report.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
My money don't jiggle, jiggle. It falls.
On Bernie's hit music station, 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
Ari's got a TikTok report.
From TikTok, but it involves multiple apps. Okay, so TikTok obviously is taking social media by storm. It is all videos. Instagram used to be all photos, but it is trying to become like TikTok. Everyone is mad.
They're not happy.
Everyone is mad. Even the Kardashians.
Oh, they're getting involved.
They're mad. They're like, make Instagram about photos and keep Instagram as Instagram. Stop pushing reels. Leave the videos to TikTok, all right?
You know you're in trouble when you've got the brain boxes involved.
Yes, exactly. So there's an upgrade on Instagram. It's pushing all videos. If you are a business at the moment, there's literally no point in posting photos on TikTok anymore. Stick to your videos.
On Instagram.
I know, even though it's a photo thing. Yep. If you want photos, use a different app.
Yep.
Found a different app through TikTok. Go figure. Find everything through TikTok. Be Real is the new photo app.
According to who? TikTok?
According to Gen Z on TikTok. So Be Real, you can download the app. It actually takes so you get a notification. You don't know when the notification's going to come or not. Everyone gets the notification at the same time, and it tells you you've got 2 minutes to take your Be Real photo, and it takes a photo from both of your cameras. So it takes a photo from your selfie camera as well as your actual camera.
Yep.
And it's like to pretty much just keep it real, be real in the moment
without filters, making
your life look glorious. And then it's the same sort of situation, like you've still got like a notification, a news feed. So that is the new photo app.
Instagram's and it tells out, you, Be Real's in.
Instagram's pretty much out, yeah, unless if we want to go back to Facebook.
I still know quite a lot of people using Instagram.
They do. Yeah. Has yours upgraded yet, though?
I don't think so.
No.
Is it really annoying, is it?
It is. Yeah. Mine is upgraded and it actually is really annoying.
What's the problem with it?
So I can't see, like, any of my friends' posts. All I can see is, like, suggested posts. So, like, obviously on TikTok, you've got your For You page, which, you know, you can see just random posts. So you're not seeing your friends' posts. You're not seeing the people you follow post.
Bring back chronological, like, my MySpace.
Yes, yes, exactly. And bring back steel photos.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, so Be Real is the new, I guess, photo sort of app.
Right. Keep an eye on Be Real. Watch this space.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Yes, yes. Home of the Ning Nang Nong controversy.
On Devonport's hit music station, 107.7 CFM.
Good morning. All right, Ari, you just made a claim there in your TikTok report.
I did.
That the Gen Zs are using an app called Be Real.
Honestly, I've spent 2 weeks at home scrolling TikTok. I feel like I'm up to date with the TikTok news right now.
Well, neither of us are Gen Z, so we can't possibly speak for their generation.
I know, so unfortunately.
I'm going to try and call my sister, Melanie, who's a real-life Gen Z, born in 2004, and we'll check with her. Are the Gen Zs using this brand-new Be Real app? By the way, don't worry, birthday book next. It's coming up, but I don't think this is Melanie. I think this is Melanie.
I can't believe you don't know which one's which.
It's because I spelled it a stupid way in the phone, and now it's come back to bite. Hello?
Hello?
Is it Melanie, my sister, or is it Melanie?
It's Melanie, your sister.
Melanie.
Oh, my God, finally we got the right one.
Finally got you in. Sorry, Ari, I had the wrong mic on.
I meant to hang up, but it didn't work, so...
Oh, don't hang up.
Don't hang up.
We just have a Gen Z-related question for you, Melanie, and you're the Gen Z correspondent, even though I've never actually had you on this show before.
Yeah.
I just wanted to ask you, because Ari in her TikTok report has claimed the Gen Zs are using an app now instead of Instagram called Be Real. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't use it personally, but I know of it.
Do your peers use it, your Gen Z peers?
My peers do use it.
Right.
See? We just
have to check with an actual Gen Z to make sure.
Oh my God, I feel like I'm cool.
Yeah, it's weird. I think it's like once a day, it tells you to take photos, you take photos wherever you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you get a notification and you've got to take a photo within the 2 minutes and then all your friends can see if you've taken a late photo.
Yeah. I don't have it, but yeah, I know of it.
Yeah, and her Gen Z peers are using it. Thanks, Melanie. Just we had to check with an actual Z, and you're happy to be the official correspondent of the program for the Zs, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, yes!
Yes! Go, Melanie!
All right, clap her off. Thanks, Melanie.
Bye.
Appreciate that. Bye. Have a good day. My sister, Melanie, a real-life Gen Z.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited. I am cool!
Happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me.
Rightio, some birthdays to shout out. We've had these submitted through our website, cfmtaz.com.au. They are all in the draw to win $50 to spend at peppermint parties in East Devonport, marquee photo booths and plenty more.
A huge happy birthday to Jasmine from Devonport. Happy birthday, Mum, from Jeremy, Lena, Ivy, Kobe, Bailey, Talia and Hannah from all the kids.
Steve Turley from Devonport, happy 35th birthday to the best dad and hubby. We know how much you love celebrating, so enjoy this shout out. Hope you have a great day. Lots of love from Charlotte, Alexis, Isaac, Francis, and your forever amazing wife, Jen.
Huge happy birthday to Montana from Alderston. Happy birthday, my baby girl. Mum loves you so much. And hope you have the best day ever.
Harper Johnson from Burnie. Happy 7th birthday, Harper. Have a great day. Love you lots from Nanny, Pop and Nina.
Huge happy birthday to Lewis from Devonport. Happy birthday, Lewis. Enjoy being 14. We love you. Lots of love from Mum, Dad, Layla and Teddy.
Imogen from Devonport. Happy sweet 16th to Immy. We hope you have the most special day. Lots of love from all your family.
Braxton from South Sprayton. Happy 9th birthday, Braxton. Hope you have a great day. Lots of love from Mum, John, Bailey, Blake, Hudson and Archie.
And Robbie Riley from East Devonport. Happy birthday, you old bugger.
Ah, Robbie Riley.
Thanks for everything you do. Love... Love ya from Queen E, a.k.a. Erin, Taryn, Sasha, Emily and Sencho. CFMTAS.com.au to get those entries in. Stay with us because Chorus Kids coming up very soon.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Just looking online about this Be Real app you've introduced us to this morning.
You are invested. By the way, it's number one on the App Store at the moment.
People are going mental for it.
I told you, the Instagram upgrades, everyone is furious like me.
And it's a French company. It's not, you know, doesn't have ties to the Chinese government like TikTok. It's a French company. A former employee of GoPro created it. And it says here, even in the Wikipedia page, it gained popularity with Gen Z in early 2022. It's all confirmed. We had a real-life Gen Z on the phone to say my peers use it.
So apparently it started in 2020, but yeah, just really recently.
Yeah.
It's just gonna...
It's kicked off.
It's gonna be the new thing.
I'll tell you what, the new thing for this week is Chorus Kids.
Ah, stop it!
We're doing it next. Good Charlotte on CFM, 21 to 9.
Take it to the chorus!
La la la!
Chorus Kids.
Sing it! No, oh, I used the wrong note.
No, just wait. We got to start again.
We cannot do it with that.
Adam.
I'm sorry.
Honestly, it was just like, that didn't say kids.
No, I've made an error.
You have made an error. He's in his folder. He's in his folder. He's on 25th. Here he goes. All right, he's going to drag
good
it
padding.
In. It is
you've
in.
Done well there. All right, here we go. Properly. No, there we go.
La, 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 la.
Chorus
Kids.
Sing it.
Hey. There we go. All righty. It is time to play Chorus Kids. For your chance to win a $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher this prize-giving Friday, you need to become a Chorus Kid this week. So you got today and tomorrow left. All you need to do is finish the chorus.
Yeah, we give you the line of a song. You give us the next line, 1-300-655-922. This is the line.
I'm brushing up, I'm looking down, I'm working on my brain.
The spa, rather an inspiring thing.
Yeah. Ah!
You know who composed all that music in that film?
No.
Elton John?
No.
Composed it all, yeah. Right, he did all the original songs. Yeah, the music of them anyway.
Are you serious?
Yep, so that's
why I love all the songs.
It's his music. All right, we'll go again. Look at those lines light up. Well, the coast,
I literally cannot keep my mouth shut.
The coast
on this
officially loves this song because those phones have exploded.
It's so good.
Should we go again one more time?
One more time, one more time.
I'm brushing up, I'm looking down, I'm working on my
roar. The spa rather an inspiring thing.
Then what happens in the song? 1-300-655-922. The phones are going mental.
Take it to the chorus.
La la la.
Chorus
Kids.
Sing it! Tegan from Penguin on with us to be a Chorus Kid today. You like this movie?
I love it.
Yeah,
oh my God,
who
yes,
doesn't? It's a great
Tegan.
One. You know as well, Ari, it's based on a Shakespeare play. I think Macbeth, but it's one of the Shakespeare's,
no.
The Lion King. So,
yeah, I didn't know that one.
All right, Tegan, we'll give you the line and you take it from there. Let's do this.
I'm brushing up, I'm looking down, I'm working on my
brain. The spa are rather an inspiring thing.
Go, Tegan!
Oh, I just can't wait to be king.
Oh, me either.
I just can't wait to be king.
Tegan, you're our Chorus Kid today.
Thanks.
Well done, Tegan. Congratulations. You are in the draw to win a $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher. They're local just like us.
Thank you so much.
Well done, Tegan. Hang there and I'll grab your details.
Thank you.
There you go. Just can't wait to be king from The Lion King. I was saying it was based on Macbeth. Apparently Hamlet is what I'm thinking of. But that's a myth as well. So don't listen.
Is it?
Just don't listen to anything that I say.
Oh, false news.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
We're on the phone with Damien Vermey. He leads the Northwest Transmission Developments at TAS Networks as the project director. The Northwest Transmission Developments are part of a once-in-a-generation upgrade to Tassie's high-voltage electricity transmission network, not seen since the original hydro schemes were rolled out in the middle of last century. So we're talking like a once-in-a-century upgrade. Damien, tell us more. What have you been working on?
Good morning, Adam and Ari, and thanks for having me on. Look, the Northwest Transmission Development involves over 240 kilometres of transmission lines in the Northwest, majority on existing easements, but also some new easements. And I'm really excited to be leading this project as it unlocks a huge opportunity for Tasmania to support Australia's energy transition to renewables by enabling Tasmania to double its renewable energy production to help fill the gap left by fossil fuels.
Yeah, okay, so we're looking at an even more sustainable future. And I know you guys got together a youth panel because you believe that the youth have to live with the decisions we make now. So you got some youths together and they helped with some of the decision-making?
Yeah, they did, Adam. So that's right. So look, like any major infrastructure project, the Northwest Transmission developments will cause some impacts. So TAS Networks has been developing a community benefit sharing program to leave a positive legacy for locals in Northwest Tasmania who live near this critical infrastructure. The benefit sharing program is being co-designed so it can include initiatives that will serve the community well for years to come. And this is where we developed the youth panel. It's vital for young people to be included in decisions that affect their community, as they are the community members who will live with this development for the longest. So setting up this panel is to understand, well, how can they benefit from this, and how can we leave a lasting legacy for the community?
So that panel's now locked in. You're not looking for anyone else to join that panel?
No, look, the panel was set up in March.
Yeah.
And so we had about a dozen 18 to 25-year-olds around the Northwest Tasmania. So they've developed the co-designing. They've developed a draft framework to go by. And now we're actually communicating with the community about what they've developed to take some, to take input from the community and then feed that back to our board later on this year so we can progress that further.
If there's any community members that have questions, where can they go to get those questions answered?
Yeah, so look, we're actually having some barbecues this weekend. You know, we've got a barbecue on Saturday at the Burnie Community House in Sherwell Park. And then on Sunday at the Sheffield Town Square. And then also, if you can't get to those barbecues, you can get onto our website and head to talkwith.tasnetworks.com.au to get some further information and provide that input.
Yep, and what's the process after that? You gather some community feedback, you take it back, and then do you go back out to the community again?
Yeah, that's exactly. So look, we want to get the feedback in, take it through to our board, to the TAS Networks board, to get their approval. Then we actually take it to the community and say, well, what are the programs that we can take forward? So it's an iterative process, but something that we really want the community to really benefit by and really be involved with.
And obviously, good for the planet and all that. But is this also good for jobs?
Look, it is fantastic for jobs. You know, we're looking to have the Northwest will create thousands of jobs in the Northwest region, during construction, and then thousands more through the pipeline of renewable energy projects that follow over the next 20 years. So just in construction alone, over 1,400 jobs. So,
wow.
$1.4 billion worth of investment.
Yeah, for sure. If people do want to find out more, your barbecues on Saturday in Burnie at the Burnie Community House and on Sunday at Sheffield Main Street next to the post office, head along, grab a snag, ask a couple of questions.
That is fantastic. Yeah, get along, have a chat with us and I'll be there and with the team, so we're looking forward to people to be involved.
Fantastic. Damien, thanks for your time and thanks for your hard work.
Wonderful. Thanks very much, Adam and Ari.
CFM's Adam and Ari for Breakfast. Listen now at work on the iHeartRadio app.
Morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning. Some big news. Next week, we're going to have some big prizes. We've got 20...
Oh, exciting.
...20 $250 vouchers to Rex Airlines.
To give over the next 4 weeks. So the next 2 weeks, we're going to play a little game with you every day during breakfast.
Mm.
That game, I think we might need some help from Theo. What are they called?
They're the phonetic alphabet Morse code or something. The Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, all this. So you get a couple of letters a day. Let's say your letters today are C, H and J. The answer would be Charlie, Hotel and Juliet. You know, Alpha, Bravo, Tango, Charlie, all this stuff, you know.
Yeah, so you're going to need to maybe start studying. So we have a $250 voucher every single day to give away to Rex Devonport. So exciting.
Yes, it's all to celebrate the fact that Rex Airlines has announced it will begin flying from Melbourne to Devonport from August. So they're taking on the coveted Qantas-only route. We can now fly Rex.
So good, honestly.
And you can do it with a little voucher, so you don't even have to pay.
A little voucher. So, $250 is like not very little.
So that's what we're doing next week, and we're doing it for like a month. So we've got a heap of these vouchers to give out. So a huge thanks to Rex for giving it to us to give to you. On the way, Pink, Sonia Dada, Becky Hill plays Now My Heart Goes.
La-di-da-da-di-da.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Morning, CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. That'll do us for another day. Don't forget to grab yourself a pizza today or tomorrow from Valentino's, the family restaurant.
I know! Eat that cheesy goodness! Oh, I'm trying to work. I think I want just pepperoni tonight.
Pepperoni,
this is
going to
be so bad for the show tomorrow, but whatever. Sometimes you just got to do it for charity.
Well, we'll mark up the toilet. Could be good content. you can't, yeah, pepperoni or a margarita, you can't go wrong, really. Valentino's do well.
So delicious.
But $10 from every pizza today and tomorrow going to Coins for Kids, so that's why you should eat pizza for a good cause.
We can eat pizza for breakfast tomorrow too.
Yeah, we could.
Because I'm not going to eat a whole entire pizza. I can only probably eat max probably 2.5 pieces.
2.5 full pizzas. Wow. Not delicious.
Pieces,
I can only do one
slices.
Full one. Wow. 2.5
no,
full
two and a half
pizzas
slices.
Is what she said. That's what she said you heard her.
No, I'm not. Oh, my God. I wouldn't be able to come into work tomorrow if I had over half a pizza.
Yeah. Anyway, next up is Jerry. He's just actually come in now. Hello, Jerry.
Oh, fishy boy.
Not much, Jerry. You're in next with the Workday Hits. Bye.
Bye.
See you tomorrow morning from 6.